Okay, so we are on the last line in my screen here of Iron Alpha Base, whatever, close to the end. Nyctum Rosho, right? So if the Lula's head is bent. Sorry, it's chopped off, excuse me, you are correct. Amaravuna Loishanu Ella Nyctum. We're only talking about if it gets severed. Avan Listak Kosher. If it gets split, right, it'll be kosher. Right, so if the Lula's head gets split,
we will. All the time,
Yes, and it's not quite as simple as what we just said. We're going to. This is more complicated. Okay, Rashi translates Nistak, and we will leave it this at the moment, is that the leaves split from each other. Right, meaning, what happens, right? You wave around your lulav over the course of Chag, and what happens, even if it was a really, really tightly closed lulav to begin with, it starts to rustle, right? Because the leaves separate. That's what we're talking about, according to Rashi. That's kosher. Okay. The Nistak kosher is really true. Hasanya, didn't the writer say lulav kafuf, a lulav which is bent, kavut, thorny, right? A lulav which is bent, or which is thorny, saduk, it's split, right? Akum doime le magal. So if it is bent similar to what's a magal?
Circle.
Very good. A wheel of some sort, right? Pasul. Charus. If it's dried out completely, it's like really hard. Pasul. Doime. Not dried out, it's grown into an adult branch and therefore it's quite dry. It's like wood, right? Pasul. Doime le charus. If it's only starting in that direction, kasher. Right? Okay. So that is. Right, that this seems to contradict the idea that if it splits, it's kosher. Why? Because the Gemara seems to say it's sadok, it's pasul.
Yes.
No?
Yes.
That's what the Gemara seems to say. So, Amar Rav Papa. Rav Papa said, no, da'avid kehimnik. So, it means da'avid kehimnik. It became a fork.
It really like split.
What?
Like that.
What exactly does this mean? Does it mean that if it's David Kehimnik, it's kosher? Or does it mean that David Kehimnik, it's pasul? Most of the Rishonim assume, like Rashi, David Kehimnik means it's pasul. Right? And it can mean one of two things. It can mean something we're going to discuss a little bit later. It's what's called if the Tiyomis splits, and I'll discuss what exactly that means when we get to it, because that's also an Afakis Rishonim. Right? Or it can mean what Rashi says it means here, which is that it grew two spines. Right, the lulav grew two completely separate spines. Right, and they split off like a fork.
That would generally be possible
like
from day
Siamese,
one. Would always
like, a Siamese lulav.
Sure.
Precisely.
That's cool.
Wouldn't have gone for that particular Marshall, but fine. Okay. Fine. Just very, very briefly, because it is very, very, very halachal. I said the issue of a... Oh, let's actually finish it. Akum de melegal, amagal. If it is bent like a wheel. But what does this mean? If the lulav is a circle, right? If it's like an arc on a circle, do not buy it. It's possible. They do sell them. Don't buy it.
Does that mean you know it's supposed to be straight, like when you look at it?
It doesn't have to be perfectly straight. That's exactly what this means. And it's like it's straight-ish.
Like, is it that line they're talking about? Or are they talking about like, when you look at it, like the branch is actually just like totally... Like,
not in what you just asked.
Like, there's like the middle of the spine, I don't know.
It's the
like,
spine, yeah.
The spine could be like crooked, but it still looks like a straight leaf. You know what I mean? I don't know. I'm not saying that.
Okay, so we pass in there what's operative is the spine. Right, I will get to the exception to that in a second, but we pass in that what's operative is the spine.
I'm no botanist, but I've never seen
Are you kidding?
A palm that grows like this.
Grows like this, like a circle. It doesn't have to grow in like an actual half semicircle, not a hemisphere. Like, it has to be very bent, basically. It's two puzzles.
Yes.
That's a good one.
Amar Rava. Rava said, Loi Amran El Lefanav El Echarav Briyasehu. That only counts if it's shaped, if it's curved forward. Right? If it's curved downwards. Meaning, if the way, if you were to hold it and the spine is facing towards you, the way you're supposed to, right? And then it's curved forward, that's when it's possible. But if it's curved backwards, then it's kosher. Now note, again, if it's really, really, really curved backwards, then it's still possible. Right? We're talking about a very minor curve here. A minor curve forward is a problem. A major curve backwards is still a problem with the way we pass in. Okay? And the reason why it might not curve backwards is fine is because that's the way love would normally grow. You'd basically have a very, very hard time finding a crush at all if you didn't allow that. But that's what the point I'm saying. It's the way they usually grow. That's a normal love. Amaram Nakaranorakan said, let's goddamn kill the fun of Dami if it's curved to the side. That's like curving downwards. Varila Kilaracha Dami, where Machmir Lechatchila it should not curve to the side. But it should only curve a little bit up. Okay? Now, and this on this subject, it's a little bit complicated. The law will sometimes look like it's curved to the side because of the way the leaves are arranged. That's not a problem. Right, so we are talking about the spine. Okay? Many lovim will look like they're a little bit curved to the side because of the leaves. That's not an issue. You have to pay attention to the spine. The Amar Rava and Rava said, "Hai lulava desalik bechad hutza." And Rava says that if it's really, really, really curved to the side, meaning what? It's only got leaves on one side of the lulav, then it's possible. That's a Baal Mum, that's a lulav, that's a Baal Mum, it is possible to use. Okay. On the topic of a curved lulav, what happens if all of the leaves are curved?
Except for the spine or with the spine?
No. The spine is Pachoriyotar, straight. But I'm not talking about a few curved leaves here and there, or a slight curve. All of the leaves have managed to... You managed to find the one lulav in the universe, which has a straight spine, and all of the leaves are curved.
How would that be?
Not a botanist. I'm just telling you this exists. The Levush says it says it's possible. Most of the Achronim seem to think it's mutter. If you find it, it's a collector's item. Okay. Nifritzu ala vechule, if the leaves spread... Right, Amar Rava, Amar Papa Nifridu de Avid ki Chufia, Nifridu de Ipar de Ifrud, Afrud de. Okay, so okay, what does that mean? Nifridu de Avid ki Chufia. You made it like a broom. Right? Meaning, what does that mean? It means the leaves... How do you make a broom in those days? Apparently the way they'd make brooms is they'd make it from lulav leaves. You pull the leaves of a lulav and then tie them onto a stick. Meaning, if the leaves of your lulav have all fallen off and then you tie them back on, that's possible. That you can't use, right? But if they're nifridu nifridu fidi, meaning they just spread a little bit, that's fine. That's not a problem. Okay, like I said, that happens with almost every lulav. It's very unusual that it doesn't happen. I mean, you can stop it from happening by tying it up. But assuming you don't, then it's going to happen. Right. Vayra Papa Rapapa said, Nichleka ha tiyomis mo. What happens if the tiyomis splits? Okay, what is the tiyomis? Can anybody tell me?
Spine.
The top. It's not the spine.
The top of
what? Very good. The leaf that comes straight out of the top of the spine is called a tiyomis. Right? Why is it called a tiyomis? Because it's a twin leaf. Meaning all leaves of a lulav are really two leaves, right, that are sort of stuck together at one edge. You can separate them to make lulav types. Right? Any leaf of a lulav is like that. It happens all the time. A tiny, tiny little split is usually not a problem, but we'll get into that. The tiyomis. Now, some Rishonim, by the way, say that the Avid Kehimnik means the Tiyomis split. Right? As opposed to what Rai said from Naim Rashi, that grew two separate spines. We paskin that way. That the Yevet, whatever, you can't find the Lulav. We paskin that you should not use a Lulav with a split Tiyomis, certainly not on the first day.
What about a
bench? On the second day, as long as it's not split most of the way down to the spine, it's okay.
What about a bench Tiyomis?
We'll get to it. It's a good question. We will get to it. Okay. Right. Now, what does it mean that the tiyomis split? This is a machlokes rishonim, right? Rashi says that the leaf sort of came apart, and you can see that it's really one leaf. You can see that it's a leaf that folded in on itself. Right? Tosis point out the Bahad doesn't agree. Tosis say that the Bahad thinks it means that it actually split entirely into super separate leaves. We're makel for the opinion of the Bahad. That has to actually split to be a problem. It's not enough if it just splits on one side, it has to split on both sides.
That's the Manish Nadu.
Yeah, it looks like that's the way we passed in. That's what we assumed, and that's what that Kahimnik meant.
Okay?
What? So we usually assume different deus on the first day, maybe Kolshehu, maybe a Tefach on the first day, right? Certainly on the second day we'd have to split most of the way. We usually pass now, we're fairly makeful about it after the first day. But like, clearly you don't want to be split at all. Right, there are some people who get totally close to Lovim for this exact reason, because of the, even if the leaves do spread, the Tiyomis is very unlikely to split over the course of Chag. Okay. It's got the brown stuff, the korah, all the way up. That way it can't, the tumors can't split. Okay, and fine. Tashma, the brother, writes that Amar Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, nitla tiyomis posel. If the tiyomis get cut off, posel. My love, who would in the chud? Doesn't that apply even if it gets split? Lie.
Even if it gets split, it's posel.
Yeah, that wouldn't that be just like if it gets cut off, it's possible. If it gets split, it would also be possible.
How would you say that?
Sorry?
Why would you say that?
Think about it.
If it's cut off, then surely it's if it's split.
No, it's the other way around. If it's being split, it's like it doesn't exist.
Very good. It's not a tiamis anymore, right? It's just two separate leaves.
Yeah, but if you say it's possible, when it gets chopped off, you're not necessarily saying it's possible if it's split.
See, they're saying it's the same thing. It's like it's not there anymore. Right? My love, who didn't chaloi? Nitla shiny. If you actually chop it off, that's different. Dehachas erhalei, because then you've actually cut something off a lulav. Okay. Ika de amri amar Rabbi Masan amar Yeshon necha necha kalad yemis nasei kamishin nitla tiyemis apostle. And then there's another ika de amri which I'm asking for, but if it splits, it's a problem. Okay.
What we do, but we have to split it off.
I'm sorry.
You said we pass it, but it has to split a considerable amount.
No, I said that on the first day we're usually machmir. But the yevet the rama, yeah, on the first day we're machmir. But the yevet the rama is meikul, right? The rama is meikul for those opinions that are shown. I would ask somebody else to borrow their love in that case. Yeah.
What about it has to be yours?
Have them give it to him and Tanam and Asa Hapsir. We discussed this. I would not use a love which was split on the first day. We are Machmir. It's a Shail on a Daraisa. It's a big Machlokes Shrenim. I would not be Makel about it. I don't think the Minagis to be Makel about it. The Ramos is a Chatzilu Yamachmir. The case of Bidiyev Yomakel is it's the only love in town, basically. Like, there's no real practical way to get another love. The rest of Chag, we are Makel. Because we're only talking Darabanans. We'll be Makel certainly until the Tiamis is split Rove, right? Most of the way down to the Shidra. It might be, or even Makel the entire way down to the Shidra. Again, maybe don't do that if you don't have to, but like, Kitzer. Right? We are more Makel after the first day. Okay? But I think that it's the minog is to be Machmir if it's split at all on the first day. Certainly past the Tefach. Okay? Fine. All these things, like I said, are lots and lots of machlokes shonim, so I'm trying to keep it a little bit merokaz, but that's the way we pass it, I think. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda Emer. Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Emer, Mishum Rabbi Tarfon, Kapoist Tvarim, Kapoist Im Hayaparud Yich Petenu. Rabbi Yehuda said, Kapoist Tvarim, the pasuk calls the lulav Kapoist Tvarim. Right? Why Kapoist Tvarim? If it is Kapus, right? It should be tied up. It should be all stuck together. Right? If it's not, tie it together so it doesn't move, so it doesn't rustle. That's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. You don't pass in that way. Some people say do it like a tefillah. Okay. Amar li Rabbi Yehuda Ravashi mi mayda hai kapos tamarim lelavahu eima charusa. So it says, how do you know that this is a lulav? Meaning, how do you know that kapos tamarim is a lulav? How do you know it's the young branch that comes straight out of the top? Right, while still facing upwards. Maybe it's a charusa. Maybe it's a much older branch from the palm tree. It's been around for a few years. It's already dried out. It's a very formidable branch already. Maybe that's what we're talking about. Right, how do you know? But ina kapos veleika. We need something that sometimes is stuck together. The older branches of the lulav are never stuck together. The leaves are always completely separate. Right? Then the Gemara says, the ema upta, maybe it's the root of a lulav. So it says, no, kapoisi kali kaparud, hai kapo sumayam in nylon. No. The root of a lulav is a bread, it's like a what? It's a single piece of wood. It's never separate. The concept of a ginkapois, meaning it's like tied up together or something, sometimes it's together and sometimes it's not. There's an option that it should be both, right? At least, you know, in a botanical sense, right? If that's not the case, then it's not possible in either direction, whether it's always open or always closed. Okay?
Yes.
And then the Ema Kufra. Okay. The Kufra is a branch that comes out of the base of the law, basically. It's thorny. The Hantri, it's thorny. But it's quite painful to hold it, apparently. Amara Baye Abaye said, it only appears, to the best of my knowledge, in two separate contexts in the Gemara. It became a major call in postgame. Right? Derachea, Darachi Noam, Mechon, Sivasea, Shalom, Ziv. Right? The Torah is pleasant. Its ways are pleasant. Its ways are the ways, paths are the paths of peace. It cannot be that the Torah said that you have to take something thorny in your hand and grab it. Lo Yitachin. That's cool, right? Does anybody know what's the other place that it appears? Yevamos, right? There is a rule if somebody dies without children, right? If a man dies without children, his wife is what's called Ilwebishi. She's a menace, she's a Shemeres Yavam, she has to wait for one of the brothers to do Yuba Mokolisa, right? What happens if he had, say, five wives, and then one of them gives birth after he died? Or she... Well, then actually, that's not complicated. Let's go with that case, right? He has five wives, or she... And one of them gives birth after he died. Or alternatively, even better, right? Not he had five wives and one of them gave birth after he died. His mother was pregnant, and his only brother was born after he died. Right? Does she have to wait to see to do Yibum? Right, in these cases... But she might be chayav, she might be not, she might not be. The answer is no, derachaya, derachinom, chonosh seh shalom, she has to be chayav at the time, she has to be chayav at the time that he dies. Otherwise she will never be chayav, become chayav again. Don't want to get into it right now.
What's the similarity?
Same thing, right? The Torah doesn't, isn't, you know, deliberately cruel. Torah isn't deliberately cruel. Okay, Amrali Rava Toisfa'a Leravina Ve'ema Tarti Kape de Tamri Kapaski Ve'ema Chadala U Kaf Karile. So, Rava Toisfa'a said, I don't know why Rava Toisfa'a, Rava who adds things or something, right? Said to Ravina, maybe you should be taking two lulavim. Right, it says kapois tamarim. It's a plural, right? So maybe you should take two lulavim, not just one. The answer was no. Kapois. It's written kapas. It's written chaser. So even though it's pronounced kapois, right? There is no reason to think that you would only take one because it's written chaser, right? And then it says, maybe you should only take one love. Right? What does it mean that you should only take one love? Why is that a havamina? I'm sorry? No, that doesn't make sense. The puzzle specifies the other three. Right, what would it mean you only take one love? One leaf of a love, Rashi says.
One love.
What?
There
aren't
enough hands.
You anyway only take one branch. That's what you're meant to take. One leaf, right? That's what Rashi says. One leaf, because the halacha is you're only meant to take one branch. So it can't be that it's telling you have a mini, you only take one branch. It doesn't make sense. Right? Right. That would have been called kaf. One leaf of the love is apparently called a kaf. It says kapois, it means a little branch. No. What it might have been, theoretically, the have a mina might have been, maybe you would take one and not tie it up. Right? And then Hahu Kaf Kari, that's Kaf. But if it's Kapois, it comes to Darshan Kapois Kapus. Right? You could have learned it that way. Right? That would have ended up with the Mamas Kana Paskana Prabhu Yehuda. We don't. Like I said, some people say you're meant to do it anyway, let's clear over the event, we don't pass that way. Okay. Sine Hara Barazel Kshira. Sine Hara Barazel is a type of love. Writing grows apparently in Hara Barazel, that's a place, right? What is significant about them? They have very small lips. In fact, they have such small leaves that the leaves don't always reach up the lulav to the next leaf. So there are parts of the lulav that are totally uncovered by leaves. Right, that's the sort of lulav we're talking about, apparently. Okay. Amara by Elishan Rabbi says no. Even the lulav in the Sini Harabazel in a chinamida kosher, but only if it is totally covered by leaves. If it's not totally covered by leaves, then it will in fact be possible. Right? Tanya Namiyachim, we have a bright that says, Sini Arabarazel Psula. Right? The leaves, these lulavim are apostle. It says, Vahan Antanan Kshira, didn't we teach that it's kosher? No, rather, it must be that it's like a bay. There are two different types of Sini Arabarazel, two types of lulavim from Arabarazel. One of them is kosher, the other one is apostle.
How do they make this color?
What? It's called Har HaBarazel. It's a place. These are the love and the grow in that place. Okay.